The fourth Fatima request, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady showed us, Lucia wrote later, a great sea of fire, which seemed to be under the earth. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze, floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves, together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks in a huge fire, without weight or equilibrium, and amid shrieks and groans of pain and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals, all black and transparent. We then looked up to Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace." Words of Our Lady, July 13, 1917. Our Lady showed hell to the shepherd children not to frighten them, but to stimulate in them devotion to her Immaculate Heart. This devotion, when lived authentically, will convert sinners who otherwise would be damned, and will create peace in the world. God has given us, in our times, a tremendous sign to follow, in order to arrive safely to heaven, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In order to comply with God's wish, we should consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary daily by devoutly praying the Golden Prayer. This prayer is a beautiful pictorial presentation of what consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary should be: pure, filial, trusting, hopeful, imploring, reparatory, and peaceful. We should also remember there is no sin too great for God's mercy to forgive through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.